think when back in the day you'd play for Eastern Province or Western Province, that was yet more rugby, but also playing for the New South Wales countryside. You had tours, you know, you also had games against international sides as well. That's something we're really missing, aren't we?
I certainly think so, and what saddens me a little bit is that, you know, I take 35 or 40 blokes on a tour now overseas, like the spring tour, they'll take that many people, and I think there's only one midweek game. Well, we went away with 30 players, and we had four or five tests, and we also had, you know, eight or nine midweek games, and everybody got a game. Unfortunately, and it doesn't matter who it is, most touring sides go away today, and they'll have players come home and they won't have actually played a game while they've been away, and I think that's sad. And you know, and we had opportunities as a countryside, and sometimes we did better than others when we played against international sides, but just to rub shoulders with those blokes, it was just fantastic.
And Central North as well, we played Caulville Cups and those country weeks at TG Milner Field, they were just not only great weekends of hard rugby, which really toughened you up for that next level, but also, of course, great bonding sessions, and trying to survive the Saturday night might have been a little bit easier than actually playing the games.
Yeah, no, it was at different times. I mean, we certainly, I'm not saying blokes don't play up today and they don't enjoy themselves, but you know, we back in those days did have the opportunity to enjoy ourselves a lot more. There wasn't a scrutiny. They didn't have mobile phones, and you know, they weren't on Twitter, and they weren't this, and they weren't that. I think sometimes these days, some of the fun's been taken out of for some of the younger blokes, but that's just unfortunately the way society's run.
Yeah. Finally, you must be proud of the young fella you got there in Samuel. He's rolled out for the occasional test match and he's played some unbelievably great rugby. He wasn't given the silver spoon treatment. He didn't play for Australian schoolboys and nothing was expected from him as far as a destiny there, except for the fact that he had to carry the name. But he's done nothing but a great job with both the Brumbies and the Wallabies.
Oh, no, I tend to agree. I've got a vested interest there because I'm the kid's father, but I am very proud of him. There's no risk about that. And he's sort of grown out of my shadow a little bit, and he's done most of it his own way. I was his father growing up. Most of, you know, my mates' kids knew more about my background than what Sam did. But he's grown up and he's done himself and his family proud.
And finally, of course, you're on the farm. Tell us a bit about that. And you would love heaps and heaps of rain, but maybe not so much now. And it's really important we get this winter crop. And also, of course, the long-suffering wife, Sue. She's put up with you for 40-odd years. And you've got a daughter as well. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I mean, we're a fairly close family unit. Both Sam and his sister are pretty close. You know, we actually had 30 years of marriage a couple of weeks back, and that's a big effort. But, you know, it was one of those things, and we've grown up, and the farm is there, and we've come out of a dry time earlier in the year into a wet time. And, I mean, dare I say it, at this stage we're probably a little bit wetter than we'd like to be, but we're coming into the summer and it's going to warm up and things are just going to go really well. And it is a good time to be on the bush, and it's a great life.
Well, Dave, it's been absolutely awesome to finally catch up with you after doing this gig for about 12 years and one of the great legends of not only Australian rugby but also Central North and New South Wales Country Rugby, and now the Presidente there of the New South Wales Country. Elders, New South Wales Country Eagles. Well, losing the final of the Bill Corp Cup, it's always fantastic to see that this team is just going to get bigger and better and really inspire the next generation of people and kids to come through and connect with the game of rugby in the scrub.
Yeah, no, thanks, Wixie. We've just had a bit of time in the sheds with the Eagles, and they're a bit disappointed, but they've understand where they've come from and where they've got to. They're very proud of their season, and we're very proud about them as well. And the great thing about rugby is you can always think about it. You can't always play it because you've got a short shelf life in a contact game, and these guys are realising that. But at the end of the day, it's just a wonderful thing to be part of.